愿大家平安。
May peace be with you。
我们继续早上的主题，要查考独一真神的基本信仰。
And we continue this morning's topic. We will study the basic belief of the one true God.
我们刚早上已经讲过了，为什么要常常学习重温基本信仰。
And this morning we talk about why we need to renew our understanding of the basic beliefs.
因为基本信仰是我们信仰的根基。
Because it is the foundation of our faith.
你根基不稳，盖上去房子也是会破掉。
If your foundation is not strong, and when you build upon it, your house will fall.
你根基不稳，会被别人影响，被别人就异教的风气所影响。
If you do not have a strong foundation, you will easily be influenced by others and other religions.
如果你基本信仰不懂，你怎么样传福音？
If you do not even know the basic belief, how do you preach our gospel?
你都不知道真耶稣教会跟别的教会有什么不一样。
If you do not know what is the difference between True Jesus Church and other church, how can you preach?
所以我们要常常学习重温基本的信仰。
Therefore, we should study this often and renew our understanding of this basic belief.
有时候你一看那个主题说，哎呀，这个每次布道会都讲，那个都讲过很多次了。
And sometimes we look at this topic and we say to ourselves that we have listen to this many times.
但是叫你讲，你讲不出来。
But if we ask you to preach about the basic beliefs, you won't be able to say it.
至少有一些重点，我们做一个信徒，你知道可以讲出来，你到底在信什么。
And so you should at least know some main points. So as a believer, you are able to express what do you believe.
你为什么要信？你的根基，你的圣经基础在哪里？
Why do you believe? What is your foundation? And what is the foundation of your understanding of the Bible.
这个是我们末世最重要的。
And this is what's most important to all of us at the end times.
那我们早上要讲我们的第一题的第一条的基本信仰。
And so this morning we talked about the first basic belief.
我们先重温一下英slide page four， 先读英文 ，believe in the one true God， 好。
And so we will review this in the slide. The first one, believe in one true God.
我们先读英文，一二三。Jesus
Christ,
the Word who became flesh.
Died on
the
cross
for the redemption
of
sinners,
resurrected
on the third
day,
and ascended
to heaven.
He is the only Savior of mankind, the Creator
of
the heavens
and
earth, and the only true God. 中文，一二三，信耶稣基督是道成肉身，为拯救罪人，代死在十字架上，第三天复活升天。他是人类唯一之救主，天地的主宰，独一之真神。阿们。这个就是我们第一条，十条里面的第一条，也是这最基本的根基，相信独一真神。
And this is the first basic belief that is belief in the one true God.
人家问你，你信耶稣信什么？
And so people ask you, what do you believe in when you believe in Jesus?
你基督教信什么？
And what do you believe in when you are a Christian?
我们是相信独一的真神啊。
We believe in this one true God.
独一的真神是谁？
And who is this one true God?
是耶稣。
And that is Jesus.
他跟你有什么关系？
And what is the relationship between you and Jesus?
他为你死。
He died for you.
为你升天。
And he ascended into heaven for you.
为你复活。
And he resurrected for you.
他是你一辈子，今生到永生唯一的救主。
He is your only salvation, only savior in your whole life.
还有，他还主宰着全人类这个地球上面所有过去、现在发生的事情，跟每一个人的命运。
And also, he's the creator of the heavens and earth. He governs all on earth.
好，那么早上我们讲到有关于主耶稣为我们复活升天。
And this morning we studied about Lord Jesus resurrected for us and ascended into heaven.
我们现在要讲主耶稣是我们人类唯一的、只有一个的这个救主。
And now we're going to talk about that Lord Jesus is our only Savior.
好，我们看《使徒行传》的第四章十二节。
We turn to Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
使徒 24，《使徒行传》四章十二节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
四章十二节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
这一节在《使徒行传》里面非常非常的重要。
This is a very important verse in Acts.
我们要把它画起来，把它背起来。
And we should highlight it and memorize it.
一二三，除他以外，别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。自己要翻圣经哦，不要靠我这个，啊， 自己圣经自己带，自己翻。
You should bring your own Bible. You should flip the Bible yourself. Do not rely on my slides.
因为你会翻圣经，这个道理才是你自己的。
Because if you are able to flip through the Bible yourself, then this teaching it belongs to you yourself.
那这里说，彼得他站起来做一个宣告啊。
And here it says Peter stood up.
除了耶稣基督以外，没有救恩的，没有任何人，没有任何神，没有什么东西可以救你了。
And he said, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which you must be saved.
我们人都很喜欢有很多的选择。
And we all like to have many choices.
你吃东西喜欢吃什么？中餐、西餐、日本餐、韩国餐。
And when we go out to eat, we have many choices of different kinds of meals, like Chinese meal.
很多东西可以吃得饱啊，为什么一定要吃某一种食物？
Or a Korean or Western, but they all can fill you up. So why do you have to go for a particular type of food?
没有错，物质的东西你有多重的选择。
It is true. With material things, you have many choices.
甚至有一句话。 条条大路，大道通罗马。
And there is a saying that all roads lead to Rome.
所以在人间的东西，没有什么是绝对的。
So then on earth, nothing is absolute.
是在乎观点与角度，还有个人的喜好跟选择。
It's all about your perspective and your preferences.
但是属灵的事情就不一样。
But when it comes to spiritual things, it's different.
圣经从古到今给我们一个非常清楚的观念。
From the ancient times to now, the Bible gave us a very clear concept.
跟得救有关的东西是绝对的。
And when it comes to salvation, it is absolute.
神不会给你多过一样的选择。
God will not give you more than one choice.
再重复一次, 神在得救的事情上面不会给人多过一样的选择。
Let me repeat this one more time, that when it comes to salvation, God will not give you more than one choice.
你不要问为什么。
Do not ask why.
神就是要这样做, 因为神本身就是绝对的。
Because God is absolute, and this is how he made things.
只有神可以定这样的, 道理。
Only he can make this kind of rule.
那你说人没有选择吗?
But is it that we truly have no choice?
人有选择。
We actually do have choice.
这是选择你要还是不要?
And we can choose whether we want to accept this or not.
这里彼得站起来做一个宣告。
Here, Peter stood up and made a proclamation.
人需要救恩, 人在最终诞生, 人在最终活, 人在最终死。
All mankind needs salvation. We are born in sin, we live in sin, and we die in sin.
所以人需要救赎。
So we need to be redeemed.
但是神怎么救人?
So how do God redeem us?
神只有给一个名, 开一条路, 就是耶稣基督。
And God opened only one way and gave one name, that is Jesus Christ.
你的选择就是信还是不信?
And your choice is you believe or not.
你不能说, 为什么只有这一个? 那不可以多开另外一个吗?
You cannot say, why is there only one? Can you open another way?
不可以说, 啊, 那么多宗教, 大家都一样吗?
Or you can't say that there's so many religions, they're all the same.
没有, 神只有开一条路。
No, it's not like that. There's only one road.
你的选择就是要信还是不要信耶稣?
And the only choice you have is believe in Jesus Christ or not.
你相信耶稣基督, 独一的真神, 你就有救恩。
If you believe in Jesus Christ as the one true God, then you have salvation.
如果你拒绝, 你就得不到救恩。
And if you reject this belief, then you will not receive salvation.
这个观念很重要, 这个是真理的, 我们叫真理的绝对性。
And this is a very important concept, that this is an absolute belief in the truth.
对现代人来说的, 这个观念很难接受。
And this is a concept that is very hard for people to believe in these days.
因为人呢, 觉得说我很多东西可以选择, 很多, 为什么一定要听你的, 为什么一定要这个?
Because in the current world, people think that they have many, many choices. Why do I have to listen to this? Why is this the only way?
说实在，现在的社会已经没有什么对错了。 只要人喜欢的, 法律都可以改, 什么都可以改, 连婚姻的定义都可以改, 毒品是不是合法也可以改。
To be direct, in this world, there's no absolute. Anything can be changed based on people's preferences. You can change the law, you can change your concept about marriage, you can change anything.
但是神的话不可以改。
But the word of God cannot be changed.
神给你得救的方法也不能改。
And the method that God gave you to receive salvation cannot be changed.
这个世界只有一个是真神。
There is only one true God in this world.
只有这个真神, 那其他神就是假神呢, 这不是真神呢。
If there is only one true God, then all the other gods are not true gods.
只有这个神可以救你。
Only this God can save you.
代表你信别的宗教是不能救你。
This means if you believe in other religion, you will not have salvation.
我们不是否定人家。
We're not trying to deny those religions.
别的宗教可以叫你做点好事, 让你心中有某种的满足感跟意义感。
The other religions can teach you to do good and bring you meaning in your life.
但是你要他们叫你进天国，要你得救吗？对不起。 没办法.
But can this religion bring you into the heavenly kingdom and give you salvation? Sorry, no.
因为只有一个宗教, 真的宗教, 真的神的信仰是从上头来的.
Because there's only one religion that's true faith that comes from above.
其他的宗教是人的文化, 人的智慧, 人的经验的产品, 甚至可以说是人把它造出来的.
All the other religions are all cultures of men and they're created by men.
人是可以创造宗教,
men can create religion.
还有人, 人创造的宗教, 很多人喜欢信.
And also the religion that is created by men is liked by other, many others.
因为人创造宗教的时候会符合人的口味。
Because when men create a religion on their own, then they can cater to the preferences of men.
所以为什么,哇,文化的力量,宗教的力量那么大。
And that's why culture has such a great influence.
还有了,宗教跟文化常常都结合在一起。
A lot of times, culture and religion are tied together.
但是只有一个真宗教可以救你。
But there's only one true religion that can save you.
从上头来的才能够带你回到上头。
Only what comes from above can bring you back to heaven.
所以这个观念很重要。
So this is a very important concept.
如果你能够接受独一真神的观念,
if you can accept this concept of one true God,
那你对独一真教会的观念就不会有问题。
Then you will have no misunderstanding of this one true church.
这个都是后来以后我们会讲。
And we'll talk about this later.
会对真理, 你会完全接受, 不跟真理一样的, 就不能让你得救。
And if you have this concept, then you will also accept the truth completely.
这个第12节呢, 特别讲一句话, 除他以外。
And in verse 12, it says,
"No one else,
No one else, no any
other. Other than him, no one else,
Other than him, no one else.
Okay, 这句话大家请画起来。这个叫做真理的排他性，真理的排他性 exclusivity.
Please highlight this verse and this word because this is the exclusivity in truth.
有人说，哎呀，不要排斥别人，不要说人家不得救，不要说人家不对。
Some people say we should not exclude others, we should not say other people are wrong.
这样很难传福音。
If you are like this, you cannot preach the gospel.
这样会让人家 feel bad, 让人家不舒服。
And if you talk like this, people will feel bad and they will not feel comfortable.
我们不要批评别人。
And we should not criticize other people.
不要说人家不能得救，只有你得救，你怎么可以这样讲？
We shouldn't say that other people have no salvation, they cannot be saved. How can you talk like this?
你看彼得怎么讲？
And let's see what Peter says here.
除他以外，就是耶稣以外，所有宗教、所有信仰都不能让你得救。
Here Peter says there is no other, so no other religion can save you besides Lord Jesus.
这个就是真理的排他性啊。
And this is the exclusivity in truth.
所以这个要接受，你要去接受它。
So we have to accept this.
就是真理，圣经就是这样写。
Because this is the truth. This is written in the Bible.
只有一位神，其他都是假神。
There's only one God. All other gods are false.
只有耶稣基督是神，别的东西不是神。
Only Lord Jesus is God. Nothing else is.
只有耶稣能够带你去天国，没有别的方法。
Only Lord Jesus can bring you to heaven. There's no other way.
哦，那这句话其实隐藏了很多的真理在里面。
And so this verse has a lot of hidden truth within.
那对我们生活当中有什么的？ 这个应用呢?
And how does this apply to our daily life?
我们每一个人的生活都有自己的困难。
All of our lives, we have problems.
有一些年轻人生活当中没有方向。
And there are some youths, they lack direction in their life.
有一些人身体很不好。
And some are physically unwell.
有一些人家庭出了问题。
And some have family problems.
有一些人工作上也没有方向。
And some encountered lack of direction in their work.
有一些身体很健康，但是心里出了问题。
And some people, they are very healthy physically, but in their hearts, they have problems.
每天都很痛苦。
Every day, they suffer.
人生有各种各样的问题。
And there are all kinds of problems in our lives.
只要你是人，你就有问题。
As long as you're a human being, you will face problems in your life.
你不能说你没有问题，你说你没有问题，你就不是人。
If you say you have no problems, then you're actually not a human.
只是你的问题的大小而已。
It's just a matter of whether you have big problems or small problems.
但是你遇到问题，你要找谁？
But when you encounter problems, who should you seek?
有一些人去找算命的。
And some go to fortune tellers.
有一些人去看星座。
And some goes to study the constellations.
有一些人说我上网找答案，我上网问 Google。
And someone goes online and Google for answer.
好，你可以找很多的资料。
And you can look for many information.
你可以找专家。
And you can seek the experts.
你可以找医生，可以找心理医生。
And you can go find doctors or talk to psychiatrists.
但是真正能够帮你把你生命的问题解决的，只有一位。
But the only one who can truly resolve the problem in your life, there is only one.
那些只能够帮助你的symptom，relieve你的symptom，那些只能够将你的所谓的病症让你舒服一点。
And all these others can only reduce your symptoms.
不是解决你生命的问题的根源。
but they will not resolve the problem in the source of your life.
最近不是那个感冒药都卖断市吗？ 很多人感冒啊，很多人就抢感冒药。
That right now, a lot of the flu medicines or cold medicines are out of stock.
因为前一阵子很多人生病。Because
a lot of people fell ill.
是收音机听的新闻，我就听到了那个政府的出来说，大家不要去抢感冒药了。Because
I listened to the news on the radio and I heard the government announce that let's not go and buy all these cold medicine.
为什么？
Why?
你没有病，为了去买，不要抢一大堆放在家里，别人买不到。
If you're not sick, then you should not go buy all these medicines because people who has need cannot buy them.
还有呢，感冒药不能让你好的，它是让你舒服一点而已。
Also, the cold medicine cannot completely cure you; it just makes you feel better.
它是你要好，你要靠你自己的里面的抵抗力。
If you want to be fully cured, you have to rely on your own immune system.
你的生命力。
And your life force.
你的生命力很弱，你吃感冒药你也不会好。
If your life is weak, even if you take the medicine, you will not be cured.
同样的，我们生命有很多的问题。
Similarly, in our lives, there are many problems.
我们生命的问题。 无论是婚姻、家庭、工作、事业、心理、生理健康，很多东西都是表面的。
The problems in our lives, whether it be our, in our family, our marriage, our career, or health, that they are all on the surface.
人生根源问题的根源是跟神的关系出了问题。
The root of the problem of all men is in the relationship with God.
这是罪的问题。
And that is sin.
那你不解决，你别的问题。
If we do not resolve this problem, then we cannot resolve any other problem.
那你要解决罪的问题，一定要靠耶稣基督。
And if you want to resolve the problem of sin, you have to rely on Jesus Christ.
因为只有耶稣基督替人类死，为我们的罪做出赎价。
Because only Christ died for mankind and redeemed for mankind.
别的宗教没有讲到这一点，没有处理这个问题。
No other religion has tackled this problem.
他们只是说靠你的修养，靠你的修行，自己要修。 这个靠自己是做不到的。
They only talk about your own cultivation, your own meditation, but you cannot receive the redemption of sin through your own cultivation.
所以记住了，我们下次有问题，现在有问题，唯一的依靠，唯一的出路就是耶稣基督。
So remember this, that next time when you encounter any problem, the only way out for you is rely on Jesus Christ.
好了，那我们再来问另外一个问题。Now
let me ask another question.
如果小朋友问你这个问题，或者小朋友都会回答，到底是谁创造这个世界？
Or if younger children ask you this question, who created this world?
这个天地万物是谁造的？
Who created all things on heaven and earth?
你看圣经，小朋友都回答《创世纪》第一节。
And so if you look at the Bible, even the kids know how to answer you this question.
我们看《创世纪》第一章第一节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
第一章第一节。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
我们一起读啊。
Let's read together.
一二三。 起初神创造天地。这句话。 这是圣经的开头，也是最重要的一句话。
This verse is the beginning of the Bible, and it's also the most important.
告诉我们天地的来源。
And this tells us the origin of the heavens and the earth.
从旧约的角度来讲，到底天地从哪里来的？
And from the perspective of the Old Testament, it talks about where does heavens and earth come from.
这里说是神造的。
Here it tells us God created them.
那个时候，主耶稣还没来到世界。
At that time, Lord Jesus has not came to this world.
救恩的计划还没有进行。
And the plan of salvation had not started.
但是到保罗的时代，圣灵感动他。
But when it comes to the time of Paul, Holy Spirit moved him.
你问保罗，天地万物是谁创造的？
And you ask Paul, who created the heavens and earth?
当然，他信耶稣之前，他说这是神创造的。
Of course, before he believed in Lord Jesus, he said that this is created by God.
但是当他了解耶稣基督是谁之后，
But after he understood who is Jesus Christ,
我们看保罗怎么说。Let's
see what. Paul said.
我们看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西第一章啊。
Colossians chapter 1.
15节。
Verse 15.
哥罗西一章的15节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 15.
15到16，15到第17节。
Verse 15 to 17.
我们一起读啊。哥罗西一章15节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 15.
一二三。 爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首先的，在一切被造的以先。16节，大家大声读啊，才会精神啊，不要打瞌睡啊。一二三，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是在天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的、或有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一切都是借他造的。 又是为他造的，先读到这里。这里保罗说，爱子就是耶稣，他是谁？
Here Paul described who is this beloved son.
他是那个看不见神的这个形象啊。
He is the image of the invisible God.
神是看不见的。
God is invisible.
独一真神是灵, 看不见的,
the one true God is spirit, and you cannot see.
但是透过成为子, 成为人, 成为肉身,
but through him manifested into the image of the Son, then we can see his image.
2000年之前才来到世界,
but do not think that he only came to this world 2,000 years ago, and he only existed then.
有人说, 2000年之前才有耶稣啊,
and some people say that Jesus Christ came to being about 2,000 years ago.
3,000年之前就没有了, 5,000年之前就没有了,
3,000 years ago, there's no Jesus.
没有, 你错了, 你看这里, 保罗怎么写?
You're wrong. Look at what Paul said here.
圣灵感动保罗写出这几句话, 非常的重要。
The Holy Spirit moved Paul to write these verses. That this is very important.
这几句话所讲的, 叫做基督的先存性, the pre-existence. Of Christ,
These verses are describing the pre-existence of Jesus Christ.
你不要以为说 2000年之前耶稣来到世上才有耶稣基督。
Do not think that Lord Jesus exists only 2,000 years ago when he came on earth.
不是的。
It's not like that.
没有创造世界之前就有耶稣了。
Before the creation of this world, Jesus Christ already exists.
就有这个爱子了。
There is already this beloved Son.
为什么？
Why?
因为神早就好准备了救赎的计划。
Because God has already planned for this salvation.
还没有创造世界。 就准备好救赎的计划。
Before he created this world, he has already have this salvation plan.
灵里面独一的真神。
The one and only true God in spirit.
但是为了要准备救赎的计划, 他先把基督设立了。
But for the preparation of salvation, he established Christ.
就是爱子了。
And that is the beloved Son.
哇, 这个是一个很奥秘的观念哦。
And these are the connection of the two mysteries.
所以谁创造天地万物?
So who created heaven and earth?
你可以说神, 没有错, 就是这样, 就是神。
It is correct if you say it's God.
那如果你看这一节, 保罗说是谁创造天地?
But if you read this verse, who did Paul say created the heavens and earth?
16节。
因为万有是靠谁做的?
靠他, 靠他就是子啊, 靠耶稣做的。
Because in verse 16, it tells us that all things are created by him.
还有呢, 为他做的, 靠他而有的,
and for him.
哇, 这句话太奇妙了。
And who is him? That is Jesus Christ.
只有你相信独一真神, 你才会明白他在讲什么。
And this is a very miraculous verse. Only if you believe in one true God, then you will understand what this verse is talking about.
创造世界之前,
before the creation of the world,
已经有父, 已经有真神, 跟子的存在。
There's already the true God and the Son.
看起来好像他们两个是不一样,
it would seem like they are different.
其实在灵里面他们就是一样,
but in spirit they are one.
所以你可以说是神创造天地万物, 保罗也说耶稣创造天地万物,
so you can
子创造天地万物,
so you can say that God created all things on earth and the heavens, and Paul said Jesus Christ created the heavens and the earth.
这个灵里面都是一的,
in spirit is one.
只是为了救赎的原因,
but for the sake of salvation,
早就准备好救赎的计划,
and he has already planned for this salvation.
你看神鸟多爱我们,
you can see how God loved us.
我在想一个问题,
and I'm thinking about this question.
今天的年轻人如果知道生了孩子, 孩子长大会背叛你, 会让你生气, 会让你很失望, 很伤心, 你还会不会生孩子?
If the younger generation these days know that if you give birth to a child, this child will betray you and will break your heart, would you still give birth to this child?
会不会?
Would you?
很多人如果真的想那么清楚啊, 就不敢生孩子了。
If we truly give this kind of thought, then we would not give birth to a child.
但是神给人的这种本能就是, 哎呀, 很想结婚, 到时候就很想生孩子, 也没有想那么多。
But God put this desire in our heart to get married and also have children, so we didn't think that much.
你不知道, 没有想到以后的这些烦恼。
Because we do not think about the worries in the future.
你真的想到知道这些烦恼, 你可能就不敢生了。
If you think about these kind of potential problems, you might not give birth to a kid.
啊, 因为我们有限, 我们不知道, 这到底以后这个是乖的还是让你吐血的, 你不知道啊。
Because we're limited, so we do not know if this
哇, 早知道让我吐血啊, 就不要你了。
will make you happy or make you angry. If you know that this child is only going to make you angry, you will not give birth to him.
但是讲是这样讲了。
Of course, that's what we say.
但是神呢?
But how about God?
神在创造天地万物之前就设立了耶稣了。
Before God created the heavens and earth, he has established Jesus Christ. He has established salvation.
为什么?
Why?
那他知道我造人出来人有自由意志,
because he knew that when he created mankind, mankind will have freedom.
有自由意志, sovereignty, 有这种自由意志, 他可以选择听还是不听我。
So we have sovereignty to choose whether to listen to God or not.
神也知道这些人会不听我。
And God knows that these people will not listen to him.
会自己把自己搞砸。
And we will mess up our own lives.
他们会失去救恩, 他们会很可怜。
And we'll lose salvation and we'll be pitiful.
他们会让神很受伤。
And will hurt God greatly.
因为神要爱他们，他们伤神的心。
Because God will love His people, but these His people hurt His heart.
每一种爱，你付出这种爱的时候，就是有可能受伤。
No matter what kind of love, when you give love, you could potentially be hurt.
神早就知道了，这些人是会让我受伤。
And God knew that these people that He created will hurt His feelings.
但是我还是要爱他们。
But God will still love them.
我还是要去创造他们。
And He still created them.
就算他们背叛我，我还是要预备救恩给愿意悔改回头的人。
Even His people betrayed Him, He will still prepare salvation so that when the people want to turn back, there is salvation for them.
这个就是神给我们的救恩的计划。
And this is the plan of salvation God prepared for us.
给我们一条出路。
And gave us one way out.
你说神爱不爱我们？
Does God love us?
我觉得每次想到这个非常感动。
And every time I talk about this, I feel very touched.
我们的爱真的太小。
Our love is too small.
但是神的爱太大。
But God's love is great.
这是基督的先存性就隐藏在这个里面。
So the pre-existence of Christ is hidden in this message.
但是你不要以为说基督就是不一样的，这跟神不一样的。其实灵里面他就是神本身啊。
But do not think that Christ is different from God. Actually, in spirit, He is God Himself.
我们再看回来，有这个背景，你看约翰福音一章一节，你就懂了。
With this background, if you look at Gospel John chapter 1 verse 1, then you will understand.
约翰福音一章一节。
Gospel John chapter 1 verse 1.
都是讲起初啊，太初啊，都跟创世纪那个很像。
It's all talking about in the beginning. It's very similar to Genesis.
约翰福音一章一节，一起读。
Gospel John chapter 1 verse 1. Read together.
一二三。太初有道。
In the beginning was the Word.
道与神同在。
And the Word was God.
道就是神。哈利路亚。这个就是神的奥秘啊。
And this is the mystery of God.
一开始的时候已经有道了。
In the beginning, there is Word.
我们知道道就是耶稣啊。
We know the Word is Christ.
道与神同在。
And the Word is with God.
但是道就是神。
But the Word was God.
为了救赎的计划。
For the plan of salvation.
基督在创世之前已经被神设立了。
Christ was established before the creation of the world.
其实灵里面耶稣基督就是独一真神。
But actually, in spirit, Christ Jesus is the one and only God.
所以今天你说我向神祷告，我向耶稣祷告，其实都是一样。
So today, when we say we pray to God, we pray to Jesus Christ, it's the same.
他就是灵里面的独一真神。
Because in the spirit, He is the true God.
这个就是我们能理解的了。如果再不理解也没有关系了，你就相信耶稣是独一真神就对了。
This is what we can understand, and if you still cannot understand, then that's okay. Just believe that Jesus Christ is the one true God.
以后去到天国再问主耶稣。哇，这个独一真神的奥秘再给我们讲清楚，因为传道讲的不够清楚。
Then when you go to heaven in the future and see Jesus Christ, you can ask Him to explain this to you because the preacher didn't do a good job.
我们是人啊，我们在时空之下，能够理解、能够讲的就是这样。
Because we are human beings under the boundary of time and space, and this is limiting our understanding.
以后见到神面对面，你有什么艰难的问题都可以问。
And when you face God in the future, then you can ask Him all kinds of difficult questions.
你说不用问了，我就相信了，啊，这个更好。
And maybe you will say, I don't need. Maybe you will say, I don't need to ask. I just believe. Then that's very good. Simple is good.
耶稣就是我的独一真神，我就靠他一辈子，就跟他就对了。
Jesus Christ is my one and only true God, and I will rely on Him my whole life and follow Him my whole life, and that's a correct concept.
这个就最好，单纯。
And that's the best. That's simple.
那这个神呢？耶稣基督是创造天地万物的神。
So this God, Jesus Christ, is the God that created the heavens and earth and all things in it.
我们看希伯来三章的第四节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4.
希伯来三章的第四节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4.
我们一起读啊，希伯来三章的第四节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4。
一二三，因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。阿门。这里说房屋一定要有人建造。
Here it says the house is built by someone。
这个是我们对于一些无神论的啦，还是跟传福音啊、布道会的时候都会用的一个简单的逻辑推理。
And this is a logic that we use very often when we preach to atheists or doing evangelical service.
因为有一些简单的逻辑你可以应用。
Because there are some simple concepts that you can use.
啊，这里希伯来书的作者就说了，房屋都必有人建造啊。
Here the author of Hebrews says that every house is built by someone.
你看这个教堂，我们坐在这里舒不舒服？
And look at this chapel. Is it comfortable that we're sitting here?
有灯，有桌，有椅子，有暖气。
We have lighting, we have chairs, we have heating.
啊, 有这个 projector 可以让你们看。
And we have a projector that show you the verses.
啊, 那个灯刚好在这里头顶, 那个灯不在地下哦, 就在这里头顶嘛。
And the light is above your head, it's not on the ground.
啊, 那个projector不是放后面的, 放这里啊。
And the projector is placed at the front, not at the back.
这个是设计过的, 所以用的时候才那么方便。
And this has been designed that way so that when you use it, it's very convenient.
啊, 这个屋顶是尖的。
And this ceiling is pointy.
哦, 有设计过的。
And this has been designed that way.
哦, 这个窗户让光进来。
And the window allows the light in.
这个是很舒服, 让你住得很, 让你在里面一个钟头, 两个钟头很舒服。
And this allows you to be in this building very comfortably for an hour or two.
啊, 既然是有设计过的, 就不是它突然间无从这个随机发生的。
So since this is designed, then it does just not appear on its own.
虽然你 这个房子 1950年代的房子 它盖的时候你可能还没出生 但在座很多人都还没出生 有一些已经出生还是还在小孩子
Even though this building built in 1950s that some of you might not be born or if you're born you're still a very young kid
或者是你不知道哪一个公司设计它呢
You don't know which company designed this building
但是你肯定确定 非常确定 就是一定有人设计还有把它建造起来
But you can be sure somebody designed this and built this
你不可能说一堆木头 那些电线螺丝钉水泥 放在中间然后给它抱一抱就变成一个教堂
It's impossible to say you put all the materials like wood, the nails or concrete all together and it just forms a chapel on its own
就好像你把26个字母英文的放在电脑里面随机变变成一篇爵士的好文章出来 有没有可能
Just like it would be impossible to just put all the alphabet, 26 of them together put it in the computer randomly and you will create an essay That's not possible
这个不可能啊
It's not possible.
所以这里用最基本的这种逻辑, 可以跟人家用传福音的时候可以用。
So this most basic reasoning and logic, we can use it when we try to preach the gospel.
有一个大科学家我们都认识, 叫做牛顿。
And there's a great scientist we all know, that is Isaac Newton.
他发现了这个万有引力。
And he had discovered the law of universal gravitation.
很喜欢吃苹果嘛，是不是？ 他应该他很喜欢坐在苹果树下面的。
He likes to eat apple. Actually, he likes to sit under an apple tree.
有一天坐在那边想啊想物理的问题，结果苹果就咻这样啊打到头了。
And one day he sat under the apple tree, thinking about physical physics, and then an apple fell on his head.
对我们来说可能会骂这个苹果怎么打到我头。
And if it happens to us, we'll probably be angry and say, why does this apple fall on my head?
他就会想了，这个苹果为什么不是往上掉？
But Newton,
不是往我的头上掉, 往下面掉呢?
But Newton started thinking, why did this apple fall on my head, fall downwards and did not go upwards?
想了想了, 结果呢, 他就发现了万物中的一个物理的现象。
And so after he pondered upon it for a while, and he discovered there is a phenomenon in physics.
所以大家都知道牛顿这个人。
So we all know about Newton.
但是大家可能不知道, 牛顿其实也是非常虔诚的基督徒。
But you might not know, Newton is also a very devout Christian.
他除了研究物理之外, 就是研究圣经。
Besides studying physics, he also really liked to study the Bible.
他读很多圣经, 也写了很多属灵的文章。
And he studied very deep into the Bible, and he wrote many articles about the Bible.
他在研究这个物理界, 这个宇宙地球的关系的同时, 他就发现人的渺小。
And because when he was studying physics, and the more he learned about it, he realized how small we are as human beings.
他是知道宇宙一定有一位主宰, 就是独一的真神, 控制掌管一切。
So he knew that there must be a governor, creator of all things in the universe, and controls all things.
但是他有位另外一位天文学家的朋友叫做哈雷，哈雷就不是对信仰那么看重，也不是非常的确定。
And he has a friend who's an astrologist. His name is Haley.
哈雷有一天呢，就去牛顿家里去玩了。
And Haley is not religious, so one day Haley went to Newton's house.
哎，刚好看到牛顿家里有这个太阳系的模型。
And so he saw that there's a model of the solar system at Newton's house.
上面有一个这个搞搅动的这个轴那个开关啊，哎，在动的时候，哇，这个星球就在转了。
And there's a control, then you can turn it on, and the planet will start revolving.
月球围着地球，地球围着太阳。
And the moon around the Earth, and the Earth around the sun.
还有九大行星。
And the nine planets.
哇，那个哈雷就说，哇，这个好棒啊！这个模型是谁造的？你哪里买的？
And Haley said, "This is so great. This model is so great. Where did you buy this? Who created this?"
牛顿就说了，没有啊，那个就是自然跑出来的，就突然间，突然间就出来了。
So Newton said to Haley, "No one." No one made this. It just came by itself.
哈利说：“你不要开玩笑嘛！这个精密的模型怎么可能它自己跑出来呢？”
And Haley said, "Stop joking around. That this is such a precise model. How could it create itself?"
哈，这个时候牛顿就说了。
And so at that time, Newton said to Haley,
那么简单的模型，你都觉得是有人设计创造出来了。
Such a simple model, and you thought that somebody has created this and designed this.
那你为什么不相信宇宙之间有一位主宰造物者来统？ 还有主宰一切的大小事情呢?
Then why do you not believe that the whole universe there is a creator and a ruler of all?
所以这个就是一个简单的道理。
So this is a very simple truth.
只要一个人观察天地万物，都知道天地万物的奇妙。
If a person observes all things in the universe and on earth, then they will know how miraculous these things are.
下一个图告诉我们呢，圣经创世纪第一章告诉我们，神用六日创造天地万物。
And in Genesis, in the Bible, it tells us that God created the heavens and earth and all things on it
for 6 days.
And the first day, he created light. And the second day, he created this and that. And then all these are all in order.
你不要说创造天地，你煮一锅牛肉面呢，你都有次序，有步骤啊。
Let's put creating heavens and earth aside, even when just cooking beef soup, that you have your orders of things.
要煮多久啊？什么时候放牛肉啊？
And how long you need to cook? When do you need to put the beef?
你试试看，什么都煮好，面先煮，水放进去，到最后一分钟才放牛肉，你那牛肉面能吃吗？
And if you try to not follow the order and you put the noodle in first and you cook the noodle and you put the beef in last, can this bowl of noodle soup be edible?
什么时候要做什么？
When
关键。
When what needs to be done is very critical.
还有设计过的。
This is all being designed.
神创造天地万物，正是设计过的。
And when God created the heavens and earth and all things in it, He designed it.
尤其是第一天，从无到有，这个是一个壕沟啊，人科学界没有办法去超越，没有办法去解释它。
Especially then day one, from none to having some substance, and this cannot be explained by scientists, such a great gap.
因为第一天那个创造，就是从没有到有，所有的 element， 所有的元素都在第一天就已经放在里面了。
Because the first day, things were created out of nothing, and all the elements were prepared on that day.
再加上神给他光，神造了这个光。
And then God gave light.
哇，这个就是开始了。
And so things start.
所以这个就是一种很奇妙的道理。
And this is a very miraculous truth.
那今天很多有一些人，有一些所谓的科学家，他们说研究一些别的道理，说，哎呀，这个天地万物是怎么来的。
So there are many scientists that have other theories how things come about.
或是说人是进化来的。
And they say that there is evolution of the man, human being.
没有谈到神的创造。
And they do not talk about the creation of God.
因为他们不相信神。
Because they do not believe in God.
他们不相信有神。
They do not believe there is God.
所以要发明了别的理论。
So they created other theories.
没有关系，你在学校听听就好。
It's okay, you can listen to this in school.
但是圣经告诉你的，要放在心里。
But you have to put what Bible teaches you in your heart.
其实所谓的科学是什么？
So what is science?
科学就是研究神的创造。
Science is just the study of the creation of God.
神的创造啊。
God's creation.
这个是我们的科学界能够做到的。
This is what the science can achieve.
那我们能够研究到多少呢？
And how much can we understand?
我们研究到很有限。
It's very limited.
但是宗教是研究我们了解那个创造天地万物的神。
But religion is the study of the God that created the heaven and earth.
所以是程度是不一样的。
And it's at different level.
所以我们慢慢，科学其实会慢慢改变，慢慢会 update 它自己的理论。
So we can see that science theory will change over time and they will update.
因为一直往这个真理去找啊。
Because they will want to go closer and closer to the truth of things.
现在大家觉得是真理的，可能以后就被推翻，那不是真理。
What we hold as a law right now or as truth, it will change over time.
但是圣经的真理不会改变。
But the truth in the Bible will not change.
天地万物是从神而来的。
The heavens and the earth and all things in it comes from God.
最近有一些天文望远镜。
There is a telescope recently.
Next line, 告诉我们有一个叫 James Webb 的天文望远镜。
And there's a astrological telescope called James Webb.
放在太空上面，照了非常远、非常远的星系。
And it's in the outer space, and it looked into far galaxies.
这是其中一张照片，非常我看了，哇，很震撼，哇，那个那么远的星系里面，它那些星云啊，那些图像，很多星球长这样子。
And so this is an image of a far galaxy, and I was very surprised by this image. Like you can see into the galaxies, the nebulas and all the planets.
这个宇宙有那么大,
and the universe is so vast.
但是现在为止, 只找到一个星球, 就是我们这个星球, 是可以有人住, 还有有人在里面住。
But up to now, there's only one planet that is habitable. That is this planet that we're on.
这个是神啊, 为了我们创造那么多的地方啊。
And this is all God created all these for us.
所以我们不是这个对神有心中有非常非常感动赞叹的心吗？
So shouldn't we be in awe of all the things that God has done?
我们看希伯来书的第一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书的第一章。
Hebrews chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
希伯来书第一章的第二节。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2.
希伯来一章的第二节。
Chapter 1 verse 2.
我们一起读, 1, 2, 3,
Three together.
咒在这末世, 借着他儿子小谕我们, 又早已立他为承受万有的, 也借着他创造诸世界。 希伯来书也讲一样的道理。
In the Hebrews, it talks about the same teaching.
就是神立基督成为承受万有的。
And that is God appointed Christ to be the heir of all things.
还有了, 借着基督创造全世界, 诸世界。
And through Christ, he created the whole universe in the world.
那基督是谁呢?
And who is Christ?
第三节,
Verse 3.
一二三,
Let's read together.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉, 是神本体的真相, 常容他全能的命令, 托住万有, 他洗净了人的罪, 就坐在高天至大者的右边。 这里就告诉我们基督耶稣, 他 在救赎上面所发挥的角色,
and here it tells us the role that Christ Jesus played in salvation.
神是看不见的嘛,
and God is invisible.
但是他成为人的样子,
but he became the image of man.
他是神本体的真相, 所以看到基督, 其实就是看到等于看到神,
he is the express image of God. So when you see Christ, you are actually seeing God.
这灵里面, 基督, 耶稣跟独一真神是一样的,
so in spirit, Christ and the one true God is the same.
所以我们今天要赶快接受这位独一的真实。
So today we must quickly accept this one true God.
如果你还没有相信, 还在犹疑, 你不要再犹疑, 你要去接受。
If you still do not believe, do not hesitate, you must accept this.
你要去拿出信心去接受它。
You must accept this by faith.
用信心的, 神是要用信心才能去接受体验它的。
You must use faith to accept God and experience God.
最近看到一个新闻。
And recently I read the news.
最近呢, 这个 AI 的人工智能的机器发展得非常快。
And there is quite a lot of development in AI, artificial intelligence.
最近有 online 的 AI 的跟你对话的软体。
And there is a software, there's AI software that can converse with you online.
也有 AI 的机器人, 它除了软体, 还有硬体, 还跟你对话。
And there's also AI robots that not just have software, it also has hardware and can interact with you.
那在一个节目里面有一个记者就跟一个 AI 的机器人对话。
And in a program broadcasting that the host was conversing with the robot.
那个记者就问 AI 机器人一个问题。
And so the interviewer asked the robot a question.
他就问他, 你相不相信有神?
And asked the AI robot, do you believe in God?
啊, 你猜AI怎么回答?
And guess how the AI responded.
AI想一想。
The AI robot thought about it.
他说, 在我的资料里面, 我找不到有神的证明, 所以我不相信有神。
He says, in my database, I searched it, I couldn't find a proof of the existence of God, so I do not believe in God.
他说找不到有神的证明了, 所以不能接受有神。
He said, cannot find proof of existence of God.
这个就是纯理性, 没有错啊, 这个是纯理性的角度去探讨信仰。
And from a logical way of thinking, then this is how they study religion.
你要找证明, 你要给我证明, 你要证明神给我看, 找上一个数学, 你要证明这条方程式可以用。
And that's their trend of thought, is that you need to prove, or you have to prove like mathematics, or prove this equation can be used.
你可以做一个实验给我看, 我证明给我看。
You can do an experiment, conduct experiment, and prove to me.
但是AI能够做的, 它就是说, 哦, 没有这个证明, 没有这个 这个 evidence 证据, 所以就不相信。
So the only thing AI can do is say that there is no evidence there, so he doesn't believe.
纯理性的角度的人就会这样想。
And this is purely logical.
但是我们想想 AI 有没有灵魂？
But let's think about this. Does AI have spirit?
它就是电脑啊，这个电池啊、电线啊、软体啊、硬体啊。
AI robot is composed of computers and hardwares and wires and batteries. And it has access to this huge database and find much information from it.
但是它不是一个有灵魂的肉体。
But it's not a flesh that has spirit.
它里面没有soul，没有灵魂啊。
There's no soul in this AI robot.
神是要用你的灵魂去相信它之后，你就灵魂可以去体验它的。
To experience God, you must believe in God with your soul.
你要先相信，你要先把自己交给这位神。
You must first believe and put yourself in the hands of God.
那神就进来了，神要你体验了。
Then God will enter you and let you experience Him.
如果你要说我先证明给我看，我才相信，那这种人你可能达不到，因为这神不是物质，不能用物质的方法让你去证明他。
If you want to say first, you must show me first, then I will believe, then this type of person will probably never see, because God is not physical, and you cannot use the physical method to experience God.
所以对于这位独一真神，我们要先拿出我们的信心来。So
towards this one true God, we must first show our faith.
我们把他接受，让他做我们人生的主宰。
We accept Him and let Him be the ruler of our life.
我们看希伯来书的第十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这就是我们在个人布道传福音的时候，我们要怎么跟那些布道者讲的话。
This is when we do personal evangelism and we try to preach. How should we preach?
你不是跟他辩论那些什么论什么论啊，用道理把他驳倒，这个不是办法。
It's not the best to debate with them with all kinds of theories.
我们看十一章的第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
十一章的第六节。
Verse 6.
我们一起读啊，一二三。
人非有信，咒不能得神的喜悦。因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，则信他想是那寻求他的人。这里说，你到神面前来要先拿什么？ Here he tells us what you should bring when you come in front of God.
不是你先是让上神拿证据，拿资料。
It's not first to seek for evidence or information from God.
你可以慢慢查考道理。
You can study the truth slowly.
你可以用理性去思考。
You can use your logic to think about this.
但是你只停留在理性，你永远没有办法达到神那边。
But if you stay only at a logical level, you will never be able to reach God.
你要跳过去。
You must take the leap.
英文有句话很好，叫 leap of faith， 信心的跳跃。
So in English, there's a saying, leap of faith.
啊，这个部分我能够做到都是这样的。我找资料，我的理性就这样。但是我要跳过去，我要相信。
Because this is all I can do, I can find information. But what I need to do is to take this leap of faith and jump over.
你一相信，体验就来了。
And when you believe, experience will come.
你一相信，你感觉到了。
And when you believe, you will feel it.
感觉到圣灵的带领。
And you will feel the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在你身上的作为。
And the work of Lord Jesus on you.
你感觉到自己的改变。
And you can feel your own change.
主耶稣真的是我的主宰。
And Lord Jesus truly is my ruler and creator.
不是讲一堆理论呢，什么那些很深奥的理论呢。
It's not to talk about all kinds of deep theories.
主耶稣真的是我生命的主宰。
Lord Jesus is truly the creator of my life.
请问你有没有体验过神在你身上的带领？
Let me ask you, have you experienced the guidance of the Lord?
如果有，感谢主，恭喜你，你要永远记住神给你的带领跟体验。
If you have, then congratulations. You should always remember God's guidance in your life.
因为这是个不信的时代，大家会告诉你不要信神的，你浪费时间呐。
Because this is a world of the unbelief, and people will tell you, don't believe, don't waste your time.
会笑你，会排斥你。
And they will mock you, and they will reject you.
但是如果你曾经体验过神，你就告诉自己，我永远要抓住这位神。
But if you have experienced God, then you should tell yourself that you will hold on to God forever.
从今生到永生。
From this life to eternity.
昨天跟一位弟兄聊起。
Yesterday I was having a conversation with a brother.
他跟我讲他的见证。
And he shared his testimony with me.
他家里有一个老人啊。
And there's an elderly member in his house.
因为身体健康越来越退化了。
And his health is not going well.
那要找一个老人院给他送进去了，那没有办法照顾了。
They are not able to take care of him anymore, so they want to find a senior home to send this elderly member.
那他们家里就一直打电话，打很多老人院。
And so they made many phone calls to many senior homes.
但是很多老人院呢，听到他们说啊，也没有位置，理都不理，甩都不甩。
And many of the senior homes did not even answer them.
哇，那就他们就很不知道怎么做。
And so they didn't know what to do.
哇，那老人家又不能。 即使在家里，我们没有办法照顾他，又没有地方收留他。
And the elderly member cannot keep staying at home because they can't take care of him anymore.
他们家里几兄弟姐妹就一直为这个事情祷告。
So the brothers and sisters in their family start to pray for this.
有一天呢
？Then one day.
他的女儿要开车去教会。
And the daughter was driving on the way to church.
快到教会的时候，快到本来比教会的。
And when they're about to reach at Burnaby Church,
突然间这个姐妹突然间听到有个声音。
And the sister heard a voice.
往右边看。
And she looked to the right.
她说看什么
？And what is she looking at?
一看，怎么这里有一个安老院？我都不知道。
She saw there's a senior home right there, and she didn't even notice it before.
都是很靠近教会的地方。
It's very, very close to the church.
然后她就把这个地点的名字。
And so she remembered the name of this place in her head.
聚完会。
And after service.
回到家隔几天打电话去问。
And after a few days, she called the senior home.
哎呀，我们家里有个老人家，不晓得你们这边有没有位置。
And she said, we have an elderly member in our house, and do you have any space?
有啊，我们这边很好，你过来看一看。
And the senior home answered her, yes, we do have space. We're actually really nice here. You should come and take a look.
就是这个地方有位置，就是这个地方愿意理他们。
Only this place was willing to answer them and have space for them.
所以很快啊，在过年之前就把老人家安顿好了。
So very quickly before the New Year, they were able to settle the elderly member at this new senior home.
里面环境又很好，地方又那个房间又很大。
And it's a very nice place. It was a very good environment and very big rooms.
那老人家也 OK， 能够接受。
And the elderly member was able to accept this change.
最重要是那个姐妹她听到那个声音说：“你往右面看。”
And so that sister heard a voice tell her to look to the right.
就她在红绿灯的时候往右边看，就是那个安老院。
So when she stopped at the traffic light, she turned to the right and she was able to see the senior home right there.
所以说，这个不是神的带领是什么？
Isn't this God's guidance?
有时候就很奇妙。
And it's miraculous.
他们都感谢神啊，神给我们开路，带领我们。
So they gave thanks to God that God opened a way for them and guide them.
所以如果你真的信这位神啊，真的用你的心去信他，真的你会有体验。
So if you really believe in this God, you really believe him deep inside your heart, then you will experience God.
不是马马虎虎的、随随便便信的那一种啊。
You don't just believe in casually.
你愿意把自己交给这位独一真神，我们的主耶稣基督吗？
Are you willing to hand yourself to this one true God, Jesus Christ?
他不但是主宰宇宙万物啊。
Not only he created the heavens and earth.
他也主宰你的人生道路。
He also governs the path of your life.